How are we to understand cultivating the intention to offer kindness to others?
What was that again? Yeah.
Petani Padavedi refers to receiving kindness and the recognition of the gift of kindness. Mm-hmm. How are we to understand cultivating the intention to offer kindness to others?
Well, I think one of the things is the the tangible feeling that we experience in the just that willingness to be kind or to be accepting or to be solicitous to somebody else's well-being is in itself a quality of mind that is already. There's an experience of well-being. There's a feeling of a certain sense of happiness that's there. It's a lot easier, more easeful to be with that kind of intention than to, you know, to nurse a grudge or to plot revenge on somebody. It just feels different, and so to be alert to how do we investigate and pay attention to what we actually feel, because the feeling that comes from being upset, averse, or that is, say, looking down on somebody, or is those tend to be the contracted mental states that we feel squeezed in by. We don't feel spacious. We don't feel easeful. So that offering of kindness is immediately there's a certain expansiveness of heart that's there. There's a sense of ease that is naturally felt, and it's just sort of paying attention to how it feels. You know, so much of the that's why, say, like Ajahn Chah, as a teacher, would really try to get people to pay attention to, you know, the experiential nature of these concepts that we're working with in terms of happiness and suffering, the experience of greed, hatred, delusion, the experience of kindness, of giving, of generosity. There's an attendant experience there that is we can know quite easily. One of the things that comes to my mind is oftentimes Ajahn Chah would be asked, how can you teach these Westerners Buddhism and Buddhist practice? You don't speak English. They don't speak Thai. And how can you teach them? And Ajahn Chah, as was often the case, he'd have a glass of warm water beside himself. If you have a flask of warm water, he'd be sort of sipping, drinking warm water. And he sort of lifted up his glass of warm water, and he said, this is in Thai, you call this Namron. He said, but here in this part of the country, they don't even call it Namron, they call it Namhon. It's a dialect. He said, in English they call it hot water, in French they call it something else, in Chinese they call it something else, in Indian languages they call it something else. And he said, if you just focus on language, you won't know what it is. He said, but if you just stick your finger in it, you'll know what warm water is. He said, the same with Dhamma is not, it's a language of experience. It's not just the words that we use. It's the experience itself. And so gratitude and the reciprocation of gratitude, of generosity, those are, they have an attendant feeling to it, and to be attuned to that, or the feeling of, say, selfishness or fear, that has a feeling to it. It's an experience that we can feel. So that these, you have a concept of, say, a Buddhist concept of katanyu katawaiti, and you can, there's probably books and books written about it, but it's, it's pointing to a feeling of appreciation of goodness that has been done, and the wish to want to reciprocate and give back from that place of goodness. And one can feel that in the heart.